Hey, street cop, anytime that I'm involved in a conversation that I think would be beneficial to share some of the subject matter with the street cop family in hopes that it would better you or benefit you, I always choose to do so. Of course, never sharing any type of intimacy of the conversations, but just some of the subject matter that I hope, like I said, would collectively help you guys. So today I was very blessed to have a conversation with an officer that I tend to know pretty well, who's closing the book, right? The final chapter, 25 years of a decorated career at the end of 2020. And during the conversation, we went back and forth over several different perspectives of the career and certainly about the afterlife that he's about to assume. What I love to do, I'm a student of the game, I always will be. So I asked, I said, you know, hey, what would be one thing if you can name it that would be of paramount importance to you that would have just made it just that much better for you? And given this is somebody who's had a very decorated career. And he said to me, he said, you know what, Tom? He goes, you know better than anybody. He said, it would just be administrative support. Undying and committed administrative support. So right away, you know, my brain, like yours, probably goes right to the fact that he worked for an abysmal department or that had poor leadership. And it's actually the opposite. He had neither. He actually worked for a good department and he had, you know, pretty progressive leaders. But it was the fact that they failed to show that committed support and give officers like him this confidence, arm them with this confidence that if they went out in the field and they performed their job to the best of their abilities properly, of course, within the law, that they would be supported no matter what type of lunacy would be thrown at them. And he said, man, you know, it's not that I got screwed. It's not that, you know, I was ever arrested, thank God. It's just the fact of just how much anxiety could have been avoided in the post scenario, the debrief, the after action scenario, right? So he was saying, he's like, you know, continue what you're doing. He paid me high praise and compliment, which I appreciate always. But what's more important to me is for me to share the message with you 100% if you're already in a role as an administrator, supervisor, or a leader, if you aspire to be for sure. But then also if you have any bit of an opportunity to share the message with your current leadership, if this is the way that you're feeling, share the message and the fact that just give me your support. I'm not asking you to break rules for me. I'm not asking you to break laws. I'm not asking you to get yourself in trouble. I get it. You have a mortgage to pay too. It's just the fact that pledge to me your support in that if I do my job to my standard and try to exceed the standard at that, that you will support me. You know, this is coming from somebody who is sad to leave the profession, who really it was the epitome of what a definition of a police officer should be. This isn't somebody leaving sour grapes, okay? This isn't somebody who's cynical. This is an accomplished and decorated police officer. And he said from the bottom of his heart, administrative support goes way further than administrators ever realize. And it just struck me because, you know, I'm in an administrative role. This officer, who is a hell of a lot of an amazing police officer who's leaving, that never reached the rank of an administrative level, said to me, you have no idea how far administrative support can take you and can propel you to levels that you never realized possible before. But then most importantly, could at least help to govern the amount of anxiety that we're feeling on a day-to-day basis. Those were his words, not mine. I just wanted to share that message with you. I wanted to beg you that especially as we reflect on the holiday season, support your people. I always go back to the saying that it's like compounded interest. If you invest a fraction into them, they give you back whole numbers. That's a fact. It's been proven over time. Invest in your people, support them, love them unconditionally. In the fact of when they're giving you back their dedication, their time, and their energy. Allow for mistakes. But if they're giving you genuine effort and honest energy, you need to invest in them and give them back your confidence and your support. It means the world to them. And trust me, it'll come back and be the world to you. Have a good night. Be safe. Back each other up. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. God bless.